Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, there's a big surprise to me politically out of the GOP convention this weekend here in Utah, Dave, was that Phil Lyman, state representative from a small town, Blanding, Utah, a lot of us haven't even been to Blanding, trounced very popular Governor Spencer Cox. Lyman makes it to the primary with 67% of the vote from the delegates. Oh, and in his very first, like, official move as the GOP delegate's choice to, land on the primary ballot, he'll of course, be running against Spencer Cox because the governor collected signatures to be on the primary ballot as well. But Lyman pulls this move where he's now accused of picking a running mate who doesn't meet the constitutional requirements, picking a candidate for lieutenant governor who's been living in Idaho. What?
What? How do you miss that? Though I will say this, I have no idea what the constitutional requirements are.
Well, Lyman should.
Yeah, you should know that.
Also, I wonder where the GOP was on this. Like, do you not vet before you select? State Senator Todd Weiler, you're the first one that I saw draw attention to this. You're also an attorney. That's your day job. Along with serving as a state senator, you also got primary too, right? They didn't pick you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I came out with 53%.
How much?
Yeah, I was expecting a primary, so.
Oh, okay.
Really happy to come out on top, though.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you're gonna be on the primary ballot, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
This isn't a sour grapes. You didn't make it out of primary. You're just fine, right?
No.
But wait a minute. I'm an attorney. I've been looking, and I also pay attention to the Utah Constitution. So give us the skinny on what's going on with Lyman's running mate.
Yeah, and first, I've never met Mr. Bangeter is his name. I've never met him. He seems like a stand-up guy. This is not personal. I serve in the legislature with Phil Lyman, and I like him personally. So this isn't personal. This isn't sour grapes. But there's two requirements to be a constitutional officer in this state. We have five. We have the governor, the lieutenant governor, the auditor, the attorney general, and the state treasurer. So this doesn't apply to Mitt Romney or Celeste Malloy. This only applies to our five constitutional officers. There's two requirements, Dave, and you meet both of them. One, you have to be at least 30 years old. And number two, you have to have been a resident of the state for 5 years. And I think that our founding fathers wanted, if you're going to be a constitutional officer, they want you to have been in the state for 5 years. So you kind of know what's going on in Utah as opposed to Idaho. Well, what's fascinating is during the COVID convention, the Trump COVID convention in August of 2020, you can watch the video, and I tweeted it last night, of Mr. Bangeter. He's on this video screen. He's at the convention, and he's casting all of Idaho's votes for Donald Trump. And so we know in 2020, he was a registered voter to be a delegate to that convention from Idaho. And then his Facebook profile shows that he moved to Gunlock, Utah, in 2021. I think it was at the end of 2021. And so it's simple math. It's 2024 minus 5 years is 2019. He doesn't meet the 5 year requirement. And so I've called on Phil Lyman to follow the Constitution and to choose a running mate who meets those constitutional requirements. His response so far has been, well, if you don't like my running mate, you should file a complaint with the elections office instead of calling me out on Twitter.
Did you do that?
Well, I just got out of court this morning. I couldn't do that on Sunday when I looked at the Constitution and looked at his residency. But yeah, I probably will.
Is it five consecutive years or the previous 5 years, or is it like five in general?
Yeah. In fact, the language of the Constitution makes it very clear that it's 5 years before the election. And so what the Lyman camp is saying on Facebook is, well, he grew up in Utah. And so he's lived here for 5 years, just not recently. Well, that's not what the Constitution says. It says the next proceeding. It says the words next proceeding, which is kind of 1800s, verbiage. But it's very clear that the intent is it has to be 5 years, up to the date of the election. And we know that hasn't been met here. So that this is, I think this is, probably a good faith oversight. People, he was excited about Mr. Bangeter's qualifications and background. He's very, you know, very much in with Donald Trump and that, you know, but I don't think anybody looked and said, okay, there's two requirements. Is he 30? Yeah, he's 30. Has he lived here for 5 years? Oh, no, he hasn't. He's only lived here for 2.5 years or whatever.
Well, I've been texting with Representative Lyman this morning just a little bit. He said something to the effect that he's getting a lot of texts and that we invited him on. I asked him to call actually right now, but he said I might be tied up with the lieutenant governor's office. So not exactly sure what that means, but it could have something to do with what you and I and Dave are talking about right now. And of course, I texted back to Representative Lyman. I said, open invitation. Just let me know. You can call anytime. So this is the simple fix would be Senator Wyler, if Lane Bangeter, who is apparently Phil Lyman's running mate, doesn't meet the constitutional requirement in terms of residency, then Lyman just goes out and picks another running mate.
Yeah, and Mr. Bangeter was ratified, I think, by the delegates at the convention, so they might have to have the state central committee come back and ratify the new pick. But, you know, look, as a legislator, both Phil and I have taken oaths to follow the Utah and uphold
Absolutely.
The Utah Constitution, and I'm just asking him to do that. Just follow your oath.
Senator Todd Wyler, thank you for joining us. Thanks. And way to ruin his running mate.
I just want to get Senator Wyler, we have you in the line 30 seconds or so, probably not enough time. Your analysis of Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson's tweet that things got vulgar and vicious at the convention on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't doubt what she said. I didn't see it, but I don't doubt her veracity. But let me just say, I don't think Phil should be blamed for some rude delegate who liked Phil. But her nieces were wearing Cox shirts, and some of them were mistreated. And you know, some people are rude and obnoxious, and that's unfortunate.
Senator Wyler, thank you.
Okay, so here's the lineup for the rest of the show. In the 10 o'clock hour, right at 10:05, Amy Donaldson has been doing some fantastic reporting on high school sports here in Utah. Now there's a major overhaul in the works because there's been some schools accused of violating recruiting rules involving international athletes. Amy will go in depth with us at 10:05 on that issue. She'll tell us what brought this whole thing to a head and then the looming changes to Utah high school sports programs because of it. But there's another element to this. And if you're student athlete, if you're a parent who has a student athlete at a high school and they just want to switch high schools, like they want to go from Brighton to Alta or Skyline to Granger, there's going to be some new rules for that as well. So Amy's joining us with a full overview of how these major changes will impact Utah high school sports, and that's straight ahead.